بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling us in the Quran that some people they desire their worldly life, this life, just that they follow their desires. They don't follow the Prophet's way of doing ibadah or the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people, they will end up into hellfire, disgraced and rejected. While those who love and follow the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will reward them. They strive, and because of their belief and their amal salih they are doing, and they will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will go to Jannah, inshallah. We now, here on this life, we know how we came to existence on this life. Ya ayyuha an-nas inna ja'alnakum inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. One male and female, then they have a child. The child spent 9 months in the womb of his mom. And then he was born. Alhamdulillah, he came everything ready for him or for her. Oxygen is there. The food is there. Drinks is there. Mom and dad are carrying him. And elder brothers, elder sisters are looking after him as well. So alhamdulillah, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is caring a child. After some time, after a couple of years, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a bit longer life, he becomes an adult, the age of puberty, which is about maximum 15 years. Some children became puberty, you get puberty before that. And that is the time they are mukallaf. That is the time they have to do ibadah. Salat, psalm, all kind. Whatever they say, what they do, the malaika will write down. They are responsible. There is al-wajibat. There is some duties on their shoulder. They have to do it. So after a while, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. The death will come. They will die. And then akhirah will come. They will stay after grave sometime. Then يوم القيامة will come. Let's say there are two ways then in qiyamah. طريق في الجنة وطريق في السعير. Yeah, فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. Some of them will go into Jannah, some of the people, some of them they go into hellfire. So we have to know that point. While we are still alive here, we are adult people. Alhamdulillah, we have got three qualities here. Islam, we are Muslims. We are mature enough to know what is wajib on us. And we are mentally fit. If somebody hasn't got that three qualities, nothing is not wajib on him. Of course, I'm not talking about the kuffar. When somebody is Muslim and he is not mentally fit, you know, some people they die, they born with disability, and rest of their life they are not mukallafin. Salat is not wajib on them. Fasting is not fasting on them. So they have nothing. They are called raf'ul qalam, marfu'ul qalam. So that is the very important time we have to know, and alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave us, we are Muslims, ni'mat al-Islam, and we are mature enough, and we got our mentality, our health, mentally we are fit, so we have to practice our deen, so that, inshallah, we'll go to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is purchasing the Jannah to the believers. Ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya. And it's expensive. The Jannah is very expensive. One example, if you want to buy a house in the center of the city, very beautiful, how much money you have to spend? And how much effort you will make to get that much money, that amount of money, to get a very beautiful house in a very nice place in the city, you can imagine how much effort you should make. So going to Jannah is not that easy. There's a long way. There are so many things you have to do as a Muslim. Ala inna sil'atullahi ghaliya. Ala inna sil'atullahi al-Jannah. What Allah Ta'ala is purchasing is the Jannah. Another ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purchased his purchased from the believers their lives and their properties so that he will give them Jannah. So the most expensive thing you have is your life. So sometimes you sacrifice your life to get the Jannah. What do you get in the Jannah? What's in there in Jannah? There are so many ayat in the Quran describing about the Jannah. فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسِ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُرِ. There are what the inner service could desire. Whatever you like is there in the Jannah. Anything you like is there. And eyes could delight in. So, what are the roads to Jannah? Which road? You are here, you know. Where you go to Jannah? What you should do to Jannah? Number one, I would just mention for you points that are the road that show the path to the Jannah. Whenever we do Salat, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Or Allah guide us to the straight path. صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So let us take some examples. Al-Imanu Billah is number one. To say La ilaha illallah, Iman starts from there. Declaration of faith that there is no one worth of worship except Allah, and Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Allah's messenger. That is Madlulu Tawheed. Once you say that, then the wajib is there on you. It's the first pillar of Islam. First, five pillars of Islam. The first one is Kalima Shahada. So, that is the most important. Then the rest comes. Salat, with Zakat, with Sawm, with Hajj. They come after Kalima Shahada. So that is very important. Tawheed. Keep away from Shirk and Kalima Tawheed. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. وتوحيد الألوهية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. He is our Lord. هو المالك. Everything belongs to Him. We are servants of Allah ta'ala. He created us to worship Him for our own interest. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. So توحيد is very important. That's number one. هذا طريق إلى الجنة. جنة is haram. If somebody has no tawheed, has no Islamic faith. Number two, al-ilmu nafi', very beneficial knowledge. Without knowledge, what you can do? Even if you do your salat, you need knowledge. Yeah, what are the shurud of salat? What are the conditions of salat? What are the arkan of salat? How you clean yourself? Yes, all you need ta'lim. Ta'lim, so you need ta'lim. You have to have talab al-ilm wajib. It's a wajib itself to learn, educate yourself, to seek Islamic education. It's wajib on you. Yeah. Fardul ayn. When Psalm comes, you have to learn about Psalm. Your daily salat should be corrected. You have to know that. Ilm al-Naf' is very important. How do you know? This ilm is ilm al-Islam. Deen of Islam. Somebody may say he's a doctor, he's a PhD holder, all this, but he doesn't know deen al-Islam. He doesn't know his deen. So he is not his jahil. That's the ignorance. It's very bad. So it's everyone, Muslim, has to learn about his deen, what is wajib and what is sunnah for him or her. There was one sahabi, one day he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was praying in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could see him praying, but he didn't do his salat properly. And he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go back. Salli, innaka lam tusalli. You haven't prayed properly, go back. Then he did his salat again. But he made mistake. Maybe his sujood was not right. His ruku' was not right. The way he was dressing was not right. He was making so many mistakes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him again and said, go do your salat properly. And then he gave up. He said, oh Rasulullah, I cannot do better than that. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started teaching him. Yes, when you do your sujood, do this way, your ruku' this way, you stand this way, all the arkanu salat. Yes, he took from the beginning to the end. That shows, and the sahabas were learning from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were teaching, and they were teaching, so that teaching should continue until day of judgment. Muslims should teach their children, they should teach themselves. It's very, very important. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in his hadith, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين. Whoever Allah Ta'ala wants good for him, he will make him understand the deen of Islam. If you have good understanding of your deen, all khair, all goodness is in your hand. You got it. But if you have no understanding of your deen, then you are not good. You are not right. You are not way to the Jannah. So it's very important we give time. We give time and tafaqquh fi deen, understanding the deen is so important. Number three, al-amal salih. After the iman, and after you have understanding the ahkam, the rulings of Islam, then you need to practice, learn and practice. Al-amal salih. Ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amru. Surely, it is His creation, all the creation belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And commandment belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot create anything. We cannot create living things. All the living things, all non-living things, Allah is the one who created. Ala lahul khalqu. The creation belongs to Allah ta'ala. Wal amru. And commandment, Allah is the one who is commanding us. Allah is the one who is telling us what to do, what not to do. Al-halal wal-haram. In the Quran, in the hadith, Allah is the one who is telling us what is halal for us and what is haram that we shouldn't do. So, al-amru al-kawni wal-amru shar'i. There are two types of commandment. One is, it's our ability, it's beyond our ability. It's not we have nothing to do about it. Like the sun is moving, the moon, the ocean is, and sometimes earthquake is happening. That's the amr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what concerns us, al-amru shar'i, is all about our deen, our wajibat, and the sunnah we have to do. That is the amr for us to do. So all the amr belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال تعالى الله تعالى says يا أيها الذين آمروا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Oh you who believe it, enter Islam totally, whole of you have to enter Islam. Or as individual, your life should be in Islam, according to Islam. You cannot say 50-50. While I'm in the masjid, I'm Muslim. When I go out, I'm not Muslim. It's not right. So, when it comes to your ibadah, when it comes to all your business, when it comes to your dealing with the people, it's an Islam. It should be an Islamic way. Ya ayyuha an-nas udkhulu fi silmi kafa. 100%, not 90%. If you do mistake, come back to Allah Ta'ala, do tawbah. Ask istighfar and forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But you as a Muslim must be 100% Muslim. Anytime, anywhere. That's the main point. What Allah Ta'ala? وَلَا تَتَّبْعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And don't follow footsteps of shaitan. Because shaitan wants to divert you from Sirat al-Mustaqim, from the wrong direction, to the wrong way. Because Allah promised that he will end up to hellfire. Him and his party, him and his followers, they will end up to hellfire. So shaitan wants to have more and more and more followers. So you must be very careful. He is the real enemy to you. So treat him as an enemy. When we get the message of Islam from Ayatul Quran or from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to accept it. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Do you believe part of your kitab, kitab al-Quran, and you ignored another part? That's not right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no. Whoever does that, Allah will disgrace him in this life, and in the Qiyamah, he will face a very severe punishment. So accept Islam, accept your deen. Don't say, okay, I will take this part, I accept this ayah, not this one, not this one. No. And what is the hadith is sahih, accept it as well. So it is not whether you like it or not, it is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they never believe, they are not believers until they came hukum to you, until they accept hukum, the ruling of Islam, the judgment of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until they do that, whatever they dispute among themselves, they have to come back to Islam and seek the hukum from Islam. And then they get no resistance. Yeah, harajan fi anfusihim. When hukum Islam happens, sami'na wa ata'na, we accept it. Even if the judge made wrong decision, you have to accept it, because this is the hukum of Islam, whether you like it or not. But of course, the judge himself should be a very knowledgeable person, and maybe he can make mistake. But you know, people, when they have dispute, some of them are very clever. They can make their points, so they want to win. And the one who can't speak that good, maybe he will lose it, and he was the right. He was right. He lost his rights. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in hadith, you people, I make judgment according what I can see, I can hear from you. So if I make wrong judgment for you, that will not make things halal for you. You will end up to hellfire. So we have to accept the hukum of Islam, and we have to surrender and no resistance against the decision of Islam. From their point, we can see from there, Sirat al-Mustaqim, al-ilmu wal-amal, consists of knowledge, and the practicing. Inna al-ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. How many ayat in the Quran? Inna al-ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. So al-iman wal-amilu salih. That's very important. The fourth point is khidmatul Islam. We have to serve Islam. Yes. After you do your ibadah, then you have to help the community. You have to help your neighbor. You have to help the Muslims wherever they are. According to your ability, according to your knowledge, you have to help them. Whether you are businessman, whether you are knowledgeable, whether you are a doctor, whether you are engineer, whether you are president, or whether you are a student, you can help. There are ways and means for you to help. So try your best. That's Siratul Mustaqim. Inshallah, I will stop here. Inshallah, I will continue another time. Wajazakumullah khair. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.